Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Yeah, this one's perfect. It's literally called Happy. Just trying to make people feel better. Nothing's going to help other than a win, though. Beat the Dodgers tonight.
Come get a win.
Come home.
It'd be so good.
Come home winners of one in a row.
Yeah, man.
Hey, congratulations to Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, man.
No surprise that he's going into the Naismith Hall of Fame, but he has been inducted. He's going in, and that news just came out today.
Former Atlanta Hawks. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. He helped with one of my favorite things the Hawks have done since I lived in Atlanta. Get rid of Dennis Schroeder.
Oh.
Yeah, he got him out of here. It was great. I don't have to watch him play anymore. Not really, because he's played for 15 teams since then. And he's still in the league, like, doing a pretty good job.
Yes.
Carmelo is always one of those guys that, obviously, incredible career. I always wonder what would have happened if the Pistons weren't idiots and took him instead of Darko. Like, it's the worst, one of the worst draft picks of all time. Probably the worst draft pick of all time. It gets covered up because it wasn't a number one pick, but it was the number two pick.
Yeah.
And then after it was Melo and Wade and Bosch and all these guys, like, they also won the championship next year, so they don't really take a lot of heat for it. But they took Darko Milicic when those guys were all on the board, and everybody knew how good, especially Melo, how good. What would have happened that next season in Detroit if Carmelo Anthony was a rookie on that team?
Because you think about it, the reason they gave, because this was still when it was position basketball.
Right.
And, you know, they had they had a small four, Torian Prince.
And they had Rasheed.
And they had Rasheed playing at five. Yeah. And so they had the fours locked up. What was Dark? What was he?
Center.
Okay. Yeah. But they had Ben Wallace and everything. And so I still don't understand why they didn't draft Melo.
What if they would have?
What if they would have? Because they had the defense around Melo. Yep. You know,
it's like, that's not like they would have been worse that next year.
Exactly.
I mean, you know what I mean? Then Melo would have been a freshman national champion and a rookie NBA champion.
I would have brought Torian Prince off the bench.
Sure.
I would have brought him off the bench, put Melo in there at the three. And, I mean, you could still be the bat.
You could still have Torian in there in crunch time. Or Tayshaun Prince.
Let's say Torian Prince.
Yeah, he said Torian Prince.
Tayshaun.
You could have put him in. I don't know. It's just a thought. Just thought. Could have had him. Could have had Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Could have had Chris Bosh.
Could have had a lot of different players, but you got this guy.
Darko Milicic.
Darko damn Milicic.
Didn't work out.
That's crazy.
It really is.
That's unbelievable.
It really is. One of the great drafts of all time also has one of the great busts of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. This says, I looked at his, I'm on his basketball reference page now, Darko Milicic, and it says NBA champ. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, right, duh. He was on that team we were just talking about.
Man.
Played for the Pistons for a couple years. Then he was in Orlando. Then he was in Memphis. Then he was in New York. Then he was in Minnesota. Then he was with the Celtics in 2013. Made it 10 years.
Damn, really? Yeah, I did not realize he played that long.
Over under career earnings. Take a shot. Or sorry, closest to the pin career earnings.
10 million.
Bo, you want to take a shot on Darko Milicic's career earnings?
$12 million.
How about $52 million?
Well, he played a long time.
Darko Milicic played 10 years in the NBA.
I can't believe he played that long.
$52 million.
I can't believe he actually played that long.
Yeah.
And didn't hear nothing about him.
No, he didn't do much.
Didn't know any of those teams you played.
No, I mean, he was kind of bouncing around some pretty bad situations.
Did not even know.
Trying to think, did he ever average anything? Did he ever, like, do numbers at all? No, never even averaged double-digit scoring in a season. Insane. Anyway, congratulations to Carmelo Anthony. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right.
I am.
Nice, man. I am dangerous.
One of the most cheesy movie scenes that you will have probably ever see if you go back and watch Top Gun. Of course, when we saw it the first time, it was amazing. But yeah, man, that movie's full of cheese. We celebrate the life of Val Kilmer today, who passed yesterday at 65. Health complications, cancer,
and stuff. Does everyone have the same answer to what's your favorite Val Kilmer character?
Yeah.
Right?
Doc, right? Doc, is that what you're getting at?
Doc Holliday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's awesome.
Although, a close second, look, I was a huge fan of Val Kilmer's Batman. More importantly, his Bruce Wayne I thought was fantastic.
Huh. Yeah, but no. Tombstone, yes, yeah, I mean, definitely. But I tell you,
but he was good in a lot of stuff.
He was badass.
He played Jim Morrison really well in the Doors movie. Like, he did a great job.
Andy, what was it, Heat?
Heat?
Oh, he was awesome.
He was very cool.
You remember that gunfight scene?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's one of those guys that, like, I don't really know how to describe it other than he just can be cool. Like, he just plays a cool character really, really well. And basically most characters that he played were. Some weren't, but for the most part, he played cool.
He's in the bar with the shot glass. You know?
Yeah, doing the, doing
I recreate tricks. That spinning of the shot glass with my bar shank, my bottle opener, on a daily basis. I walk around twirling that thing around my finger because of that scene.
Do you ever tell anybody that you are their Huckleberry?
Not very often, no. Okay. I try not to get in too many fights or, you know, standoffs.
Fair enough. I guess that was sort of a... I quote something that he said in that movie all the time. Anytime my wife is, wanting more credit for something that she's done. Mm-hmm. And I sort of sarcastically am like, Ashley, you're an oak. You are an oak.
What a movie.
What a movie. Yep.
So move on to...
Bo. Atlanta Hawks just tweeted out Carmelo Anthony's Hawks jersey.
Well done.
In the Hall of Fame.
Well done. Well done.
Well done.
If basketball players, the whole pick a team thing, man, what a decision he would have to make.
Yeah, right. They don't do that. You go in as a blank plug, but he'd be a Nick, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You would assume, but hey, that Hawks got good years in
Denver.
Second.
Some good years in Denver.
So I think we're almost at the point that when Jameis Winston speaks or you see something with Jameis on the internet, you almost got to see if it's AI created. This is not. Here's Jameis Winston talking to the media as a New York Giant.
It's required to start winning for me in the NFL. It's required for this organization to start winning, so we can have more giggles, more laughter, more fun in this building. Like, yes. We in the biggest city of the world. We should enjoy that. And I think winning does that.
Hey, Bo, there you go. I saw a lot of this. I was like, please, Bo, grab some of this sound. Because it was so Jameis. It was so Jameis. But I just saw a quote. They had a question on the TV talking
Why
about.
Why sign Russ?
They had a question on TV saying, are the Giants closer to contending than we think? Hell no. They
Jameis played running back too,
I guess or? It depends on how close you think they are to contending. Not close?
No, not close.
And no closer?
No. No.
I mean, they're a lot more. They're closer to me, watching Jameis say stuff.
What gets you in these days? 8-9? So are the Giants, closer to 8 wins? Maybe.
No.
Not
they're
going to
be
four,
awful.
Five. Oh.
There are three teams in their division that are way better than them. So that's with 6 losses.
So you got
right
five
there.
Or six losses right
and
there.
You got five. And then,
five or six right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they're going to be awful again. They're going to get another Manning to be their quarterback. That's how bad they're going to be.
Hey, that would be good.
I just want to see Jameis chucking the ball to Malik Nabers all season long. We're not even going to get that.
Yeah, you're not even going to get to see that. You're going to see Russ do it. Now, Russ throws a nice deep ball. Yeah.
He does throw a nice deep ball, but he doesn't chuck it near as many times as Jameis does.
No, that's true.
Jameis throws that like YOLO. That's the only play he knows, I think.
What a silly guy. Like, what a fun, happy, silly guy Jameis is. Just more giggles.
More giggles.
So just when you thought it was the saddest day in the world to be a Braves fan, there are worse things out there. Like Rafael Devers.
Oh, God.
Who is taking his demotion to designated hitter after the Red Sox signed Alex Bregman pretty seriously. Rafael Devers, through 5 games, has started out the season 0-for-19 with 15 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. That is far worse than any Atlanta Brave, barely. All right, just to put in some context. So first player to strike out 12 times in his team's first four games. He's also the first player to strike out 15 times through five games. But the Red Sox aren't doing that much better all up and down their lineup. Duran, Duran, Devers, and Alex Bregman are all 11 for 62 and an average of 177. Now, that's just four hitters out of their lineup, not all eight like ours are. Uh-huh. But, hey.
Is he still
pouting? But the Red Sox actually also have a win.
So is he pouting?
I don't know, but I think it got to him because he came out.
He came out strong.
I'm making a stand.
Yeah, he was very mad.
And then, he was really mad. He was upset when he found out that that he was not going to be the third baseman anymore.
Didn't they pay him $200-something million?
He got a nice little check. Yeah,
it seems like
But he also has more errors, if I'm not mistaken, last year than any other third
baseman. Yeah, he's a bad third baseman. Like, that's the thing about
it. Why did he get the money to be a third baseman?
Because he can hit the hell out of the baseball.
Okay, then go hit the ball and be a DH, bro.
Oh, sorry, my bad. He got a $313 million contract.
From the Sox?
Yeah, for the Red Sox.
Oh!
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I don't know what would have to happen in my life for me to get paid $313 million and pout about it.
Nothing.
I don't know how that would be possible.
I'm going to sit my happy butt in the dugout with my bat in my hand and just wait my turn.
Hey, so that's it.
You're going to pay me all that money and now ask me to do less?
Yeah.
Great.
You know, I don't have to. I mean, look, playing defense in baseball is a lot of fun. I love it.
Yeah.
But
seems like third base would be the worst, though.
Being able to just hit and make $313 million. Seems like the funnest thing.
Yeah.
Damn, the field.
Seems pretty fun, yeah.
Yeah, please. Sit there eating some sunflower seeds all day and make jokes.
Oh, speaking of, do y'all see the Facebook ads for Smacking?
For what?
Smacking. I don't even know what that
seeds?
Is.
Okay.
Oh, they got a new sunflower seed
I'm
brand?
Getting my shipment of Smacking today. They're at my house. I'm very excited about this.
What's wrong with David?
So Smacking is a new sunflower seed brand that's kind of taken a lot of, I don't know, I want to say by storm, because obviously y'all have not even heard of them. It's a new sunflower seed brand that you may have seen ads for on like Facebook or IG, and you can buy them online. They have a bunch of awesome, cool flavors, but their thing is it doesn't have a sharp, sharp, salty bite, just good flavor. They're a lot less sodium than most sunflower seeds.
Really?
They're supposed to be bigger. I have had some. I didn't order mine until I had a softball dad bring some to practice, and they have a sour cream and onion flavor that's delicious.
Huh.
They have a cheddar and jalapeno. They're sitting in my house right now. I'm glad we have practice tonight.
Can you buy them at the store?
You can. I saw some at Dick's the other day. It's the first time I've ever seen them at a store.
Okay.
But they are around. So.
I'm a real like vanilla sunflower seed guy. Give me the salty ones, and I might try barbecue.
I know I'm pretty similar with my
supposedly.
Chips
I'll get
too.
Some if you want some. They have a barbecue flavor. It's supposed to be one of their best ones.
Yeah, I'm pretty. And they I'll try dill pickle every now.
They call it.
Yeah.
They have an OG original is what they call it. Okay. Just salt.
If I'm going not just original sunflower seeds, I like the pickle flavored ones.
Yeah.
But pretty much
they're very intense though.
I love pickles though. I'm a You guys know
pickle seeds?
Me.
Trying to go through a whole softball guy. Game with those things in your cheek? Man, that's some intensity. Okay. I could be like one cheek of pickle.
Okay. And I'm the same way with chips. Potato chips, just give me original flavor. I don't need vinegar and salt on it.
Oh, man, salt and vinegar.
Were you a big,
don't need it.
Were you a big... Because my son does this now. Like we were doing some training yesterday, and he spits a lot. You were a big spitter at sports, weren't you?
I don't remember.
You were a big,
I don't
like, I don't
think
like,
so.
I know kids that would just spit all the time. Like, why are you
I kind of do that now as a coach.
Really? Just
but
spit?
You get dirt and pollen in your mouth, and you just got
to
get rid of that
I don't
stuff.
Think so. Now, I did like to chew sunflower seeds when I played baseball.
Right. But
because you pack them in your cheek and try to make it look like you had tobacco in your mouth, because all your favorite players had tobacco in their mouth.
Okay.
Like, that's what it was, which is crazy. It's like Jay Buhner used to wrap his tobacco in gum
the next thing I've
and
seen
then pop
life.
It in there, and we were like, that's so cool.
That
I want to do that.
Ever in life, man.
God. They don't really glorify that like they used to, which is probably good.
Yeah, well, it's illegal. Like, you're not supposed to be caught on TV with tobacco in your mouth or in your pocket.
What the hell Marcelo Zuna be having?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I mean,
gum?
That's, yeah, right. Oh, okay.
Smacking?
Yeah, right.
Speaking of concessions, we haven't gotten to tap into this one yet. So Coastal Carolina offering free concessions to every 2025 home game. You can basically stand in line. You can get up to four hot dog, popcorn, soda, and one other thing. How many trips do y'all think y'all be making back to the concession stand if you could just go an unlimited time? You got to do it through an app, so they do track it.
Right.
When I was in college, who knows? You know? Like a hungover college football game on a Saturday?
Great way to get somebody in line to buy a beer, though, I kind of think.
Yeah.
You know, you give them all the salty foods, they buy
three
more beers.
Three hot dogs? I would eat so many of those. Now, probably one trip.
Probably, yeah.
One but trip, I'd probably get two hot dogs and a beer and be done with it.
But that's a great promotion.
But
I think it is, too.
It's awesome promotion. But you said unlimited?
Unlimited.
That's unlimited.
I would not watch the game.
Unlimited if you only get four trips?
You get four items per trip.
Oh, per trip. I'm sorry.
Get back in line
Man,
and get more.
I mean, it's an awesome deal. It's just like, because, you know, I know Coastal doesn't have the biggest, you know, whatever stadium, but still a lot of people being in line.
Right.
Hey, you miss a half a damn quarter trying to get your lead.
It's also a great
regular
example.
Regular lines of football games.
I know.
It's a great example of just how the kind of the finances of college football have changed, or sports in general. Like, every team could do this and still make a ton of money because it's all TV revenue and ticket sales and that
alcohol
kind of stuff.
Sales.
And that's how the, you know.
Like, look,
I'm glad the Falcons
popcorn
do it at
pretty cheap.
Mercedes, but every other team could do it. They just don't.
No, they got to get every. They got to get every cent.
Got to get every red penny.
Every red penny.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big
red penny or red cent.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way: House with a home theater sounds appealing, but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, a penny is a cent. Never mind.
Either way, interchangeable, I guess. I think I've always said it. I think it is every red cent. I think the phrase goes. I think I just like the word penny. Two syllables? I'm a two-syllable
decent
guy.
Decent name.
Penny? Yeah, not a bad name. All right. We'll come back. 1 o'clock hours next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.